we get things underway this afternoon by welcoming to the show two stars of the series, Tyler Perry's Sistas, getting ready to wrap up season one with its finale tomorrow night. We had a chance to catch up earlier today with Novi Brown and Mignon from Sistas.
Thank you. Good morning, Rich.
Thank you.
Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Excited for the season finale tonight. But before we get there and set it up and leave people hanging, let's talk about how this all started. Mignon, is it true that you were at your mom's eating pizza when you find out you got this role?
Come on, Rich. Why you got to bring that up?
It's true.
How would you describe Danny? Tell us about your character for anybody who's not been watching the show. What's Danny all about?
Oh, my gosh. Danny is all about walking in and living in her truth. Sometimes she thinks her truth is the truth and nothing but the truth, so help her God. But she's committed to everyone being okay and having a good time and sometimes at the expense of her friends. But at the end of the day, Danny has a big heart. She wants everyone to do well, and she doesn't want to see anyone down on their luck. And what little she has, she's willing to share with her friends and her family. And, you know, she's also sensitive. You don't want to make her mad. but mostly you're going to have a good time. She's going to say what's on her mind much more than you ask to hear. But that's Danny.
And Novi, what about Sabrina? What can you tell us about her?
Sabrina is the one that just wants peace all the time. You know, she's my little Libra baby. She just wants everything to be diplomatic. And, you know, can we just get back to our happy place? And I love people like that. There's an innocence about Sabrina and a naivete that I don't think we get to see a lot in Black women. So just having that specific dialogue, because a lot of times we're represented as like we know everything and we know the truth about life, and we're just so well crafted, you know, and a lot of us are still in the middle of crafting ourselves. So I feel like she's a great representation of that. And she's a person who's just trying to figure it out and wants to be growing into who she is. Now, if she allows herself to grow, that's a whole nother conversation, but at least she's asking the questions.
Well, what's great about the show is it's such an honest portrayal of friendship. It's funny. It's poignant. It's not always, people aren't always holding hands and singing songs together. You hear their attention in friendships as well, and the show does a great job. Let me ask you both individually. Novi, let's start with you. Is this close to the way your real-life friendships are?
No, not really. My friends... we have a high respect for each other because we're trying to get something done. My friend group is very purposeful. We're all very driven. So we just want to support each other. And I don't want to have any toxic or traumatic bonds with any of my friendships. I want us to have real discussions about how we can move forward as a unit. So I definitely have a different but similar, you know, situation. I feel like the girls on Sistas, they're trying to figure it out. But a lot of times, in the friend group, there's always one person to hold people accountable. And I feel like Danny's definitely that person, but unfortunately, Danny doesn't do it with herself. So there's not one person that does it with everybody and actually lives that way. So they don't have an example yet in that friend group who's kind of a leader of personal accountability and making sure we're on point, you know, because there's different times in different lives where maybe Mignon's the leader, maybe KJ's the leader, maybe I'm the leader, you know, because we are in different areas in our life. So right now what I like about Sistas is that they're all trying to find middle ground together, which is another friendship that we definitely need to see. But in my own friend group, nah, y'all better have it together. Okay, we got things to do.
What about you, Mignon?
And my friend group, it is similar to this, except for we all, like Novi was saying, we're all moving towards something. None of us are the stagnant type. So we're all in different places in that journey, but we're all working towards a goal, whereas these girls are just like still spinning out and figuring it out in their 30s, which is wild and scary when you think about it, because these are going to be our senior citizens one day, so they got to get together fast. But in my friend group, you know, there is like an Andy Karen dynamic and a Sabrina Danny dynamic, not as stark
It's not as obnoxious as Andy and Karen can be with their secretiveness, but there is definitely that aspect within my friend group. But it's for a good reason, because I am kind of like Danny. When my friends tell me certain things, I'm like, you did what? But they'll tell me like 3 years later. Like they don't want to hear me. They don't want to take that heat. They don't want to take that heat. So there is that aspect of it for sure. But, you know, we've been together since college, and that's accurate to the show too.
I have to ask you both this, because anytime we have people on who work with Tyler Perry, we have to ask about the experience, and can he be as great a person as everybody tells us?
I know. Isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy to be like, nah, you can't be that rich, that smart, and nice. No, but I'm sorry. He's the example. I don't care. And to me, he just proves once again, no matter where you come from and what you go through, you know, a lot of people know Tyler's history. Doesn't matter what you go through. You are the master of your world. You get to control the outcome and how people and how you interact with people. And at the end of the day, he is that nice, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he's hardworking, and respect the empire that he's built. And I feel like we all understand that, cast and crew.
Honestly, Rich, he's better than what you hear. And I'm not
it's
even
crazy.
It's no gas. Like, you need him. And, like, I think part of you wants him to be kind of, like, goofy and silly because of the, you know, Medea. Like, whoever constructs something like that obviously is a riot. But, like, in person, he's better because you meet him as like a human being. Like he, you know, you have whatever construct in your mind, but you meet him and he's just a guy who happens to be remarkable. So
yep.
I say better. It was better for me because I was like, this is incredible. Like
it's unreal.
He's on task. He's efficient, but he's still warm, but he's not like.
He's successful, but not braggadocious. He doesn't brag about his success. He's just really hard working. And then you understand that everything he has is because he worked for it.
Right.
He worked for that. There's no way you can say anything to this man. You know what I'm saying? When we were filming Old One Sisters at the same time last year, and his cast and crew, you could tell by his cast and crew how dedicated they are. And they don't stay around for no reason. You know, Rich, everybody there is a referral. They've been there 10, 15 years working with
him.
So it's not like a new thing. Yeah, it's like Mignon's saying, it's better. It's better than we could even think or even talk about.
All right, tomorrow night, it is the season one finale. A lot of things up in the air. Are you going to leave us hanging? Will there be some unanswered questions after tomorrow night?
Oh, come on. I know there's going to be a Tyler twist. I am going to leave you out there in the street,
thirsty,
broken
in
down.
The field.
I hate, like, we read the script and we were like, what? Like, we were like, what happened? Like, it was terrible. Like, reading it is worse, probably. Like, we've been waiting to figure out season two longer than y'all. So, right? Terrible.
Well, we're looking forward to it tomorrow night. It's been a great first season. We look forward to much more to come of a wonderful series. Thank you both, Novi, Mignon. Love your work, and thanks for making some time for us today. We wish you continued success with the show.
Thank you so much, Rich. Blessings.